Wrangell Public Schools has clarified its travel policy. Student athletes will be able to travel on a case-by-case basis. School Board President Aaron Engerman said Monday that the district has limited most travel for district employees.
There's not a travel ban in place. There was one for personnel. There's not one for students. And it sounds like there isn't one currently for staff, and it's on a case-by-case basis.
Over the last month, the school board and district received calls and emails from parents and students asking for clarification about the school's travel policy after Wrangell student athletes weren't allowed to attend a cross-country meet in Kluwak. So far this season, Wrangell's cross-country team has competed virtually against teams from across the state. Monday's school board meeting means the team will be able to travel for the first time this season to Petersburg for the regional competition on October 3rd. Future decisions about sports travel will be made by a committee. School board members said Monday it's still in the works, but will likely include the district superintendent, the secondary school administrator, the activities director, a member of Wrangell's EOC, a student representative, and possibly a parent. Board member Dave Wilson emphasized that decisions about sports travel can't always depend on a community's published risk factor alone.
You got to go by all those other things, the mitigation plan and everything.
Students and parents will also be made well aware of the team's travel plans in advance. Activities director Trissa Rooney says the ADs in Southeast worked all summer to try and make sure they have leak-proof plans. She says the last thing anyone wants is for athletes or communities to spread COVID-19 between communities.
The parent would have to sign off on it with the whole itinerary and everything on the back of it. So there was no surprises, everything would be right there that they would sign off on every trip.
Billy Strickland, the executive director of the Alaska School Activities Association, attended the board meeting and expressed his support of travel for school sports so long as mitigation plans are followed.
I'm somewhat less worried about how the team travels than how I am what they do when they arrive to their destination. The day of coming to Anchorage and eating at Red Robins and going to the Diamond Mall and doing those fun things that are also part of a state tournament really can't be happening this year. You're going to have to keep a tighter rein on our students.
Basically, the ASAA, Wrangell School Board, and its AD support competition travel for the time being, with the understanding that cross-country is one of the least risky sports in terms of possible COVID-19 transmission. Volleyball, swimming, basketball, and wrestling will all need their own consideration and mitigation plans if they are to travel for competitions. But Board President Engerman sees this case-by-case travel approval plan as a significant start.
Unfortunately, I think cross-country has to sort of take the brunt of all these questions and uncertainty because it happened first. But if we can't do it during cross-country, if we can't figure this out, we're going to have a heck of a hard time with all our other team sports.
The superintendent and travel committee will have to approve the cross-country team's possible travel for next month's state cross-country meet in Anchorage by this Friday. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.